call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Welcome to Productivity 360, folks. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, every Friday right here on Bashani and worldwide, folks. You know I endeavor to bring you the best and the brightest from all around the world, but helping you to see productivity from a 360-degree angle. Listen, I am grateful and thankful for each and every one of you who have been chiming in to the shows, leaving reviews, and actually asking questions. I enjoy answering your questions. If you have a question that you'd like to us to answer on Productivity 360, make sure you send it in to contactliveproduce@gmail.com. That's contactliveproduce@gmail.com. I want to answer your question. I want to help you to become and to be more productive. Are you hearing what I'm saying on today? I truly believe that productivity is what makes the world go round. Productivity is what makes the world go round. And the quicker and faster that you recognize that, the better off you will be. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about a topic that I truly, truly do enjoy. And I'm going to give you 10 productive principles, thought patterns, processes that will help you to become more productive in life. That's 10 productive thought patterns, processes that will help you to become more productive in life. When you see these statements, when you experience them for yourself, when you engage in this type of thinking, life will change. Life will change. These statements are so simplistic, but what happens is they become complex because we as human beings don't know how to enjoy life. So therefore, I'm going to dive into 10 productive statements that can transform your mind, your life, and your business. 10 productive statements that can transform your mind, your life, and your business. Are you ready to dive in with me? I surely hope that you are, because we're going to have some fun today. Remember what I always say, folks, everything is better when we are productive. Let's talk about those 10 productive principles that will transform your mind, your business, and your life. Let's start off with this one. Have you ever recognized that you are never actually 100% ready when an opportunity actually arises? It seems like it always catches you off guard. Now, I know we make the statement that you gotta stay ready so that you don't have to get ready. But truth be told, you are never 100% ready when an opportunity actually arises. Why? Because there's always another level. There's a next level. There's some, you may have been preparing for this thing, but you are not completely prepared when it comes. I believe persistence is key. I believe preparation is key. I believe in planning. Man, I believe in all of that. But I have to be honest with you, you are never fully 100% ready for when opportunities arise. Why? Because there's an element of surprise, if you would. You may have the required knowledge. You may have the required skill. You may even have the required experience. But the fact that it's a new opportunity, there's something about it that just kind of catches us off guard. What was the last opportunity that arose for you that you even remotely felt 100% ready for? What was the last opportunity that actually came your way this week? Did you capitalize on that opportunity? Did you make the best of that opportunity? Did you dive right into that opportunity, or did you emotionally shrink before you actually grew? I know, if you'd be honest with yourself, you probably did emotionally shrink before you grew into the actual opportunity. The key here is not to intellectualize yourself out of the opportunity. Make sure that you see it for what it is. And if it aligns with your vision and mission in life, it aligns with everything that you feel that you are about and believe in, then I tell you, dive in to that opportunity. So the first productive tip that I will tell you that most people aren't honest with themselves on is that you're really never fully 100% ready when an opportunity actually arises in your life. Now, many people would beg to differ and they'd say, no, I'm always ready. Yeah, that's a good statement. But we understand that life does happen to us all. Let me see. As we go down these tips, if you locate yourself in any way, you can pinch yourself and say, ouch, or you can take note and say, yeah, that's me, and here's what I can do to actually get better. Do you always ask yourself the question, why me? Well, I often ask the question, why not? Because if it's possible, I do want to achieve it. Let me see. The next one that we can dive into is education and intelligence accomplishes nothing without action. Those of you who've been following me for some time, you know that I'm all about productivity. I have no issues with education, but education and intelligence without action is merely nothing. So what does that actually mean to you? Do you have so much book smart that you're not street smart? Do you have so much street smart that you have no book smarts? Are you experiencing life and wondering what in the world is going on? I'm here to tell you, the only way that you get evidence and results is through action. The only way that you experience action and are able to do things is if you get started. So let's look at this from a totally different lens. Education and intelligence accomplishes nothing without action. What have you put into action this week? What have you started this week? What have you actually done this week? See, because having a knowledge of something or studying something is not enough until you put it into practice. The only way that you will experience life is if you start living. Yeah, I think I gotta say that one again. The only way that you will experience life is when you start living. So don't get so book smart that you're not any earthly good. Don't get so street smart that you're educationally mute. What I'm saying to you is you've got to have some type of harmony. And where do you strike that balance or that harmony? Education and intelligence is good, but you have to be willing to put things into practice and into action. So, what knowledge do you have that you haven't used in some time? What experience have you had that you haven't actually maximized in quite some time? What are you showing people when they see you? These are questions that I want you to ask yourself. Truly, I need you to understand and know that there is a huge difference between knowing how to do something and actually doing it. Just because you know how doesn't mean that you're good or accurate at doing what it is you say you know how to do. Therefore, you've got to believe and you've got to receive what I'm saying here, that knowledge and intelligence are both useless without action. All right, let's move on. As we look at this, I want to challenge everyone to recognize this as well. Emotional decisions are rarely good decisions. People who operate out of emotion and feeling will always fool themselves. I have this principle that I call the Neff principle. If you take the name, you take the emotion, you take the feeling out of something, and you're watching this thing on the big screen, and you would say to yourself, man, that was stupid. Oh, that is foolish. Why would you do that? Then you ought to be able to say the exact same thing to yourself or to a loved one or someone who is near and dear to your heart, a friend, even when their name and the emotion and feeling is attached to it. So again, I challenge you. Emotional decisions are rarely good decisions. Don't make what we would call an impulse decision. Yes, being spontaneous is good, but you don't want to make an impulse buy or an impulse decision without thinking through why you're going to do that particular thing. So here's what I need you to understand. Yes, we are emotional creatures and beings, but you don't have to be led by your emotions. Why? Because emotions typically will misguide you, and they will put you in places that you truly don't want to be. So I challenge each and every one of you to make educated decisions, to really think about what you're doing before it's actually done, so that you don't have to have the oops factor in your life. Because truly, there are no oops in life, because it was something that came from the inside of you that you allowed to come out. So I challenge you to have your mouth become a guard and a filter for your brain. I want you to think about things before you say things so that you don't get caught up with the things that you have said. Now, I hope that this is making sense to you, that you're picking it up, but these are simply things that you can use to be more productive in your life, productive truths that will transform your life. Here's a good one that I really want to share with everyone. How many of you have heard the two words happy and success? How many of you recognize that, yeah, those words can be good, happiness, success? But how many of you actually realize that happiness and success are two totally different things? Okay. I know that people who are out there, my astute business people who are really versed in business acumen, you're going to say, those are two good words, but I've got a $1 million question for you. Does happiness always equate to success? I'm going to pause for the cause right there because I want you to think about that. Because really and truly, happiness and success are two totally different things. Every business person out there, every speaker, every entrepreneur, whatever it is that you're doing, if you are having some type of revenue generating activity that causes you to make an exchange with the world, I know that you understand what I'm saying. Happiness and success are two totally different things. Just because you're happy doesn't mean that you'll have success. And just because you have success doesn't always mean it will equate to happiness. I just know without a shadow of a doubt that there's a distinct difference, because most successful people, believe it or not, are not as happy as they want to be. Most successful people are not as happy as they want to be. And just because you happen to see someone smiling from ear to ear doesn't mean that they're absolutely successful. Now, how do you differentiate the two? That's something that I'm going to let you think about and let you figure out. And I want to challenge you this weekend as you go and enjoy the Memorial Day that will be coming up. You'll have an extended weekend for many people. And I want you to ask yourself, how many people that you recognize or that you realize are happy and success. Happy and have success. Now, when you find them, I want you to really ask them the difference between those two words. Let me bring another point to your hearing. The problems we have with others are typically more about us than they are about them. Okay, say it again, Dr. Verne. I surely will. Thank you so much for asking. The problems we have with others are typically more about us than it is about them. Believe it or not, we are often seeing people, but from the lens of ourself. Whether it be our spouse, our parents, our children, our siblings, we see more of ourselves when we're looking at them than we do themselves. That is pretty interesting. I want you to think of it from this perspective. When we think we have them figured out, we really don't, because our subconscious mind is really looking at us as we look at them. Maybe they did something in the past that hurt you. Maybe they did something in the past that feeds to your insecurities or whatever the case may be, but you want to know what the real deal is? You're seeing a hurt of yourself, but you're utilizing them to reimagine that hurt. Man, I hope that you guys are picking up what I'm putting down. These are simple truths that will help you to be more productive in life. Productive words to live by. Simple truths that will help you. Let's move on. Everyone runs their own business. Now, my entrepreneurs out there, they're going to say, wait, Dr. Verne, you're treading in heavy waters. Everybody can't run their own business. Well, let me share this with you. Everybody is in the business of living. And no matter who you are, no matter where you live, no matter what your pedigree is, no matter what side of the train tracks you live on, you are running a business. What are you selling? You're selling yourself. What are you doing? You're promoting yourself. What are you actually exchanging to the world? You're exchanging yourself. A business is literally an exchange of services, products, or whatever the case may be for finances, time, bartering, whatever you want to call it, however you want to really define it. But the big question when it talks about everyone running their own business is this: what amount of time do you allot or do you trade for a salary? What amount of time do you allot or trade for a salary? Whether you're talking about full-time, part-time, you're in corporate, whether you're doing something that is blue-collar, white-collar, whatever you want to call it, you're still running your own business. Your life is your business. You are selling, whether it's a unit, whether you're selling an existence of time, whether we're talking about 1 hour of your life, 30 minutes of your life, 8 hours of your life, 16 hours of your life, whether you're working the night shift, graveyard shift, second shift, first shift, it really doesn't matter. What's happening is you're exchanging your time for finances. So how can we do this? How can we increase profit? What is the next step? Do you not experience all of these things in your daily life? Absolutely. So the answer may be slightly different for each and every person, but at the end of the day, we are all in a business, whether we like it or not. I hope that you guys picked that one up. All right, here's another one. People can be great at doing things they don't like to do. You know, that's one of those things I always have to teach my clients, is to do what you love, because what you love will actually end up doing you well. And when you do what you love, you truly don't work a day in your life. You get to do what you love by helping, impacting, empowering, whatever it is that you like to do. And it helps the world go round. So how many of you are actually in a J-O-B job or a career that you really don't like, but you've been doing it for 5, 10, 15, maybe even 20 years? Why? Because you're exchanging your time for a paycheck. You're exchanging your time for a paycheck, but you hate it. You dislike it. I have heard that way, way, way too many times. And I know that people are smart. I know that people have experience, but it's time out for doing things that you don't like to do and start to do what you do like to do. In order to be great at what you do, you should like what you do. It just simply will show up in everything that you do in life. I believe that wholeheartedly. So that's a challenge. Another challenge that I have for you is to do what you love, because what you love will do you well. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? I surely hope you are. Here's another one for you, folks. Having too many choices interfere with decision making. Wow. I really could lay into that one for quite some time, folks, especially if you're listening to me and you're married. I like what you like. I want to go where you want to go. I want to eat what you want to eat. Stop lying, folks. You've got to decide to be honest with yourself, because a lot of times having too many choices interferes with your decision making. So make a decision. Don't be indecisive and decide up front what you're going to do. Narrow down your choices and your options and make them just a few so that you can make your decision right away. Have you ever been in a candy store, for those of you who love the sugary products, and then you get in there and it's like, oh, I don't know which way to go. Should I go chocolate? Should I go this? Should I go that? If you ever been in an ice cream store like Baskin Robbins and then have 31 flavors, what do? You sit there and you're like, do I want this? Do I want that? Do I feel like this? Do I want it like that? That's the exact same thing that we're talking about. When you have too many choices, you often become indecisive. Are you picking up what I'm putting down today? I sure hope that you are, because these things right here are simply 10 productive truths that you need to know in your life, folks. I got it. I got it. I got it. Here's a great one for you. Did you know that every mistake you make is still progress? I often have to tell the youth as I go out to speak at universities and schools is that, listen, falling is not failing as long as you get back up. And you have the autonomy to get back up. The question is, will you? Will you allow your mistake or your mess to simply be another leg in the message that you will deliver? Or will you make it all about the mess and mess up your entire life by staying in the vein of what you've done? This is what I challenge you all not to do. Every day, you should get a step closer to becoming a better version of you. And as you do so, yeah, you will make some mistakes. Yeah, some will hurt. Yeah, some will be scary. But guess what, folks? You grow in the process. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? I sure hope so, because these are nuggets of wisdom that will transform your life. Lastly, let me share this one with you. All people possess a dimension of success and a dimension of failure in their life. If you are a human being, you're inhaling and exhaling on this earth, walking on this planet, I promise you, you have a degree of success and a degree of failure in your life. The key is, what will you do with it? Will you stand tall? Will you be strong? Will you grow stronger? Will you go through whatever you need to go through and grow through it at the same time? There's no sense in you having to deal with something and not learn in the process or grow in the process. Remember this. Time is a precious commodity that should not be wasted. You should invest it at all times. Nothing will ever be perfect, so stop wasting your time and thinking that perfection is attainable or achievable. Once you recognize that, what you will do is you will strive for excellence, but you will recognize that you still may not get it 100% of the time. And if you figure that out, then you'll be okay. These are simple truths that can transform and change your life forevermore. I hope that you all are picking up what I've put down today. And this was a simple show just to help you see that life truly does happen to us all. Some of us think differently, some of us don't. I'll leave you with this famous quote that I learned long, long time ago. Some will, some won't, some do, some don't. The question is, who are you and how will you learn? 10 productive truths that will help you in life to change your mind, change your business, and change your life. Blessings, peace, and productivity to you always. And remember, every Friday, right here on Bashani and worldwide, you're coming to listen in to Productivity 360, folks. Why? Because it's possible. So again, thank you to everyone who's been sharing, commenting, and leaving reviews on the show. Everything truly is better when we are productive. I'm your man, Dr. Vernett A. Joseph, and I want to say this one thing to you. Be productive or be replaced. Peace.
Bashani Radio App.
Bashani Radio App.
The house guest that just won't leave. Download it free.
Free.
In the App Store. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.